It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 EJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Let's go ahead and get this out of the way because I know you're excited about it. Yes, sports!
Sportsy sports.
And of course, you obviously know what I'm going to talk about, right?
Of course not.
Well, let me remind you because I know it's on the tip of your tongue.
Spelling bee.
U of L spelling bee? No.
No?
The kickoff times released for the U.S. football's first three games.
That was my second guess.
Jeff Brohm era.
Oh, yeah.
The U of L cards.
Look at that.
And first two games going to be kicking off in prime time. We're getting that prime time spot.
Yeah.
September 1st, Georgia Tech. They're 7:30 ESPN next week. That's when U of L gets their first home game at the newly named LNN Stadium. September 7th, Murray State. Jeff Brohm, Murray State. Kentucky home opener against the Racers. 7:30.
Wow. Yeah, exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, prime time is good time. And then,
absolutely.
And then we head up to Indianapolis. A little Big Ten action. Hoosiers taking on the Hoosiers September 16th. That's a noon kickoff, all right, for the Big Ten. So, yeah.
I'm so invested.
I mean, sports.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Okay.
I get excited. We're 100 days away from football. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
This energy is going to last until kickoff.
Is it?
It okay. Is. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be excited about today. One, it's the last day of school for most of our listeners. Which means this is the last you're going to hear of Ben and Kelly for 2 months.
Oh, bless your hearts. Thank you, though, for hanging with us. We'll see you later.
We appreciate you hanging tight and, being along for the ride. We understand that, you know, your schedules are going to change and you may not be, you know, in the car in the morning and listen to
your
old pals.
You might forget about us a little bit, but we'll be here when you come back.
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll tell you right now, you can always... You can always catch us on the podcast if you want to listen to the show after the show. You can do that, too. All right?
Yeah, you can just do a little check-in with us whenever it's convenient for your new schedule.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so a lot of stuff to get to here today on 99.7 EJX. First up is a feel-good story.
Yeah, there is a jogger looking for a good Samaritan who saved his life.
Do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, let's get to this. Kelly K.
Okay, so there is a jogger. His name's Glenn. Runs through this park he lives near in California several times a week. Mm-hmm. But last month, or actually a couple months ago in April, he suffered a heart attack on his run. Mm. And it was thanks to the quick thinking of a couple of people that saved his life.
I remember getting dressed, going out for the run, and the next thing I knew, I woke up in the hospital. He walked on by, and something, a little voice told him to turn around and come back to check on me.
Philip says he's met with the person who dialed 911, but there's another compassionate citizen he'd like to thank. Doctors say it was the actions of an unknown good neighbor performing CPR on him until medical help arrived that may have saved his life. Near the spot where he collapsed, Phillips placed signs looking for the other person who helped him during his time of need.
I just want to meet him personally and thank him personally. My kids thank him because without him, I might not be here.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, through all this attention, he's going to find out who that person is. He'll get to meet and he'll get to thank him. You can see his story at WDJX.com.
Oh, so we don't have a conclusion on this.
Don't have a conclusion yet. Oh. Yeah. So hoping all this information, and the intention, Inside Editions featuring it. So hopefully now it will get back to the person that, hey, he's looking for you just to say thanks.
All right. Good deal. Kind of a weekly tradition here on the show when shared experiences or a shared restroom even could lead to a love connection. But what if you don't get a name or number in the moment?
How do you reconnect? You do a little typey-typey. You send it out into the universe. We find it. Bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
These all have a bathroom twist to them, just to let you know.
Okay. Similar qualities. Yep, got it.
Man for woman. This one's titled Junk Caught in My Zipper.
Oh. Oh, already. Owie.
I had just gone into the restroom for a normal wee.
Okay.
Seconds later, the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door screaming, out! I have the runs! Out! For the love of God, come out, please!
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Got me flustered.
Uh-huh.
And then, because your kicking started splintering the door, I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my junk up in the process.
Ouch! Oh, no.
Yeah, ouch. Can confirm.
Okay.
I'm sorry again for the screaming as you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was an emergency.
But the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we shared in front of the staff and other patrons looking on before you ran out the back door and climbed over the fence has captured my heart.
That is the only way to exit that situation, right?
Yes.
I feel like that's the only exit plan.
Yeah, you gotta leave.
And then you're never coming back.
Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
Something's telling me she didn't notice. Something's telling me.
She was preoccupied.
She was preoccupied. Oh, dang.
But, you know, he was captivated.
He was. And such a gentleman.
Yes, for sure. It is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
You're right. Doesn't get much better here. Woman for man, solidarity to the man who also had his car pooped in.
Oh, gosh.
Share something in common out the gate.
Uh-huh.
When I smelled and retched at the surprise that had been left in my broken-in car, I knew instantly that I could Google for doo-doo in my car and that I would find someone that had had this terrible thing happen to them as well.
Oh, my gosh, a shared experience.
She's looking for someone that understands.
Right.
And sure enough, you were the first hit when said terms are Googled for.
Oh, wow.
I read your post, and I felt an immediate solidarity with you. My poor Honda Civic's been through a lot.
Oh, no.
Really, the gamut of auto drama that life can bring. Broken into more times than I care to recall. Towed and held hostage in the city tow lots.
Oh.
Borrowed by housemates. Commit a hit and run. Get pulled over. But this one truly tops it off.
Wow.
I know somewhere out there a person dropped a deuce in my car for absolutely no other reason. There was nothing to steal in the car.
Oh, my God.
Could you really be so malicious as to go on the driver's seat barring me from moving the car and avoiding a ticket when the street cleaning comes around?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's my post of solidarity to you, man who also had his car pooped in. If by chance you see this posting, maybe you can drop me a line and we can meet for coffee. You can show me your hair braids and I'll show you my cute fetish boots.
Oh,
we can transform this difficult experience into a magical synchronicity that we wouldn't trade the world for.
Wow. Okay. Look at that. Really, truly making lemonade out of lemons.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to find a silver lining. Like maybe this is going to be my path to finding my soulmate.
Could it be the same person that went in your car that went in mine?
Could be. Don't know.
Oh. So whether you met in an awkward restroom exchange.
Yeah.
Or you share the same pooed in the car experience.
You know what? I think she's had a time with this Honda Civic. Maybe it might be time to trade it in and get a new one. It might be time.
Yep. You can always be sure that this is
Craigslist.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
I don't know how many more of these stories we can do before people realize that GPS is a guide. It is not the Bible.
Really? Like, look up occasionally. Right. Look out the window. Look out the windshield.
There is another setting the bar story, an identical story that we had just last month.
Fascinating. fascinating.
Coming up on 99.7 EJX. 99.7 EJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Happy last day of school. By the way, a quick tweet from Carla who says, first day of summer in Bullock County, and my oldest was still up early and asked Alexa to stream 99.7 EJX. So
I love that.
Still rolling.
Dedication.
Yeah, like that. So we'll try to not waste your time with mindless chatter.
Now that's getting bold.
All right, coming up next, it's a Setting the Bar story that legit, we had an identical Setting the Bar story about a month ago.
They probably didn't hear it.
This is why we do this.
Yes. Hopefully they'll hear it this time. Hopefully.
And it allows me an opportunity to play one of my favorite scenes from the old sitcom, The Office.
Fantastic.
All right, so that is coming up next. You're Setting the Bar story coming up on 99.7 EJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If I were to say this is a Setting the Bar story, how would you describe it, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do, or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
And hopefully you actually listen to these, and you maybe hear some of these stories from time to time and go, oh my gosh, what an idiot!
Yeah, make a little mental note. I'm not going to do that.
Right. What in it? I would never. Why would they even talk about that? I would never.
I would never.
But here we are, an identical story to what we did just last month. And if you can manage to make it through the day without following your GPS into the ocean, you're doing okay.
Come on now. Come on now. The ocean's big. The ocean's big. You know the cars don't drive on the ocean.
Not only did we have the same type of story last month, it was in the exact same location in Hawaii as this story is today.
Okay. There needs to be a sign.
Yep.
We're at Honokohau Harbor, and this lady just drove into the boat ramp.
Just who cares? Leave them on. Let's go.
Well, they just, you got to leave the car.
Get out of there now.
Yeah, so she was rescued by some fishermen who were there in a nearby boat.
Let's start taking on water right now.
Hurry, it's going under.
Yeah, and so, you know, she was trying to, like, turn off the windshield wipers before leaving her car. They're just like, yeah, let me lock it up. Make sure, you know, make sure
Do I have everything? No one steals it.
Do I have my purse? Do I have my lipstick and all that?
Did she also, like, look bold, like, I think this is supposed to happen, like the last people that did that? Because they didn't seem concerned when they were driving in. They're like, okay, there must be some sort of secret road that's going to emerge any minute.
Secret road. We just don't see. Maybe this is an illusion.
Yes.
Well, like last time, vehicle submerged pretty quickly. She's okay. But it also reminds me of one of my favorite scenes from The Office where Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, is driving alongside or with Dwight Schrute, and they're just on a road and
make a right turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No,
up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
It means go up to the right, bear right over the bridge and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't be. Maybe it's a shortcut.
It's a leg thing.
It knows straight. Where it is going.
This is the
machine knows.
This is the leg.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's
stop
up yelling. There's no road here.
Yeah, so I think that that's probably the scene that exactly happened the two times that these people drove into the ocean.
The machine knows.
The machine, stop yelling at me. The machine knows.
Ignore the body of water we're driving into. The machine knows.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without following your GPS into the ocean or any body of water, you're doing okay.
Okay, there needs to be a really big sign. If this is the same spot.
Same spot.
This is happening. There needs to be a sign because this is not going to be the last time either.
Would they even pay attention to that?
Maybe. Like, the sign needs to clearly say, though, if your GPS is telling you to turn here, do not listen. The machine does not know. Keep going straight.
The machine knows!
Yeah, no. They need to clearly, like, put that on a big sign. Maybe make it neon. Yeah.
That's
like,
your
do
setting
not turn here.
The bar story.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I gotta be honest, the Scripps National Spelling Bee, the finals are tonight. And if you heard the promo for it, you'd think you were gonna watch the Super Bowl. It is like
it's hype.
It's hype. It pumps you up for sure.
And, but let's get ready to spell.
And I'll tell you, there are some if you watch it now, there's no way I could even gotten past the first round. It wasn't always this way. All right?
Okay.
Give you an example. Coming up here just after 7 on 9970JX. 9970JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, the finals for the Scripps National Spelling Bee are tonight. If you want to watch on the ION Network. I tell you, if you heard the promo, you'd think you were like getting ready to watch a WWE match.
To be a champion, you got to have faith in yourself.
What? They study so hard etymology and what it all means.
That is correct.
Thank you. Who's going to be our champion?
Ready?
The Scripps National Spelling Bee. Watch the finals live tonight, 8, 7 Central.
I mean, if that doesn't make you want to run through a brick wall, I don't know what will.
Grab your dictionaries and study up for the Scripps National Spelling Bee finals. This
yes.
is great. It's awesome.
And
I'm ready.
So if you watch it at all, I couldn't get through the first round with some of these words, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to make you feel really not smart.
Listen, it wasn't always this way. Went through the winning words, like the final word that the winning person had to spell since like 1925. And it turns out over the decades, they've gotten a lot harder.
Because kids have gotten smarter?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me give you just a couple. Okay, Kelly?
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. I'll give you some of the final words in the National or the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Gosh.
And see how many you can get. All right. I'll use it in a sentence as well.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right.
This was never my strong point, by the way. I don't even know if I ever competed in an actual spelling bee when I was in school. FYI.
All right. Therapy.
Therapy.
Therapy. Like, I told my dad I'm interning at a radio station, and now he's in therapy.
Got it. All right. T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. Therapy.
Yeah, see? There you go. Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm still in. I'm excited.
All right. Or the winning word from 1936. Interning.
Interning.
Yep. After all that money my parents dropped on college tuition, I'm interning at a radio station.
I-N-T-E-R-N-I-N-G. Interning.
See? Very, very easy.
Nice. Okay.
Or 1970s. Croissant.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Oh.
Like I've eaten a donut and a bagel out of the trash can before, but I've never eaten a croissant.
Okay. C-R-O-I. S-S-A-N-T?
Yes. See, I feel like had you been a part of the Scripps National Spelling Bee from back in the day,
yeah,
it would have been much different.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to Google Trends, the state of Indiana, their top searches for how to spell, the number one word is beauty.
Beauty. Oh, they're like, okay, what order does the E and the A and the U go in, right? B-E-A-U-T-Y.
Yeah. For Kentucky, it's embarrassed.
Sure.
Which I can see. There's a lot of, like, double letters in there.
Sure.
But at least we're not Tennessee, who's Googling how to spell sugar.
Oh, bless their hearts. Is it S-U-G-E-R?
Yeah, and so, you know, I would think, you know, for Kentucky... You know, you're looking at words like mirror.
Oh, M-I-O-O. I'm sorry, M-I-R-R-O-R. That's what I meant.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Not the way Kentuckians would spell it.
Oh, sorry.
M-I-R-R-A-H.
Okay, mirror.
Mirror.
Yeah, got
mirror.
It.
Mirror.
Yeah.
Or like crayon.
Oh.
Sorry. Crown.
Yeah.
Crown.
C-R-O-W-N.
Yep. Crayon.
What about oil? O-L-E.
Oil.
I'm going to go get my oil changed.
Tobacky.
T-O-B-A-C-C-Y.
Yeah, tobacky. See, these are Kentucky spelling words, right?
Right. They just need to adapt it a little bit.
And finally, bourbon.
B-U-R-B-I-N.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why haven't they changed that yet?
Scripps National. National Spelling Bee!
Get ready to spell!
Be a champion. You gotta have faith in yourself.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah.
I get up again.
Oh my God. Yeah!
Do you think, like, TikTok is going to be one of the words that they have to spell? But it's T-I-K space T-I-K, right? It's not T-I-C-K and T-O-C-K. No.
Okay.
I mean, they could get really tricky if they wanted to.
If you want to see the Google Trends for which state has the best shot at winning the spelling bee, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show here on 99.7 DJX. But tonight, it's the finals.
It goes down
on DJX. Details on how you can win those tickets for Niall Horan coming up here in just a sec. It's time for your feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this might be the most epic senior prank ever. Over 32 million views on TikTok. Seniors from the graduating class of St. Andrew's Episcopal School in Middletown, Delaware, all broke into Principal Joy McGrath's house at 1 o'clock in the morning and staged a sleepover all over the first floor of her house. And they were discovered 5 hours later when she comes down in her robe and her Crocs.
Good morning, little bunnies. Many, oh my God. And all of you.
You might want to walk around.
Oh, you are really. You are in the most trouble. How long have you been here? Wait, how long?
4
a.m. How did I not hear you? You're like commando. This is the most beautiful sight I could
imagine. Oh, she said it's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen.
Wow.
How great is that? She's like, and some of the comments, you know, this is how you know that a teacher, educator made a positive impact on her students.
Oh, for
so
sure.
So great. And another said they're going to remember this for the next 4 years. How awesome is that?
Yeah, nothing like a little breaking and entering to...
Exactly. Well, I think, you know, they had some help from her husband.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
It wasn't entirely breaking and entering, but super cute nonetheless. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, go to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Carla reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, love reading the daily group therapy posts and all of the advice and comments on each post.
Mm.
Anyways, I'd love your help now.
All right.
My sister got married 10 years ago. She got divorced about a year ago, recently got engaged. Now, 10 years ago, I was her maid of honor, threw mm-hmm. the bridal shower, bachelorette party, gave the speech, did all the maid of honor things.
Gotcha.
Well, she's asked me to be the maid of honor again.
Okay.
And although she hasn't explicitly asked for all of those things all over again, I feel like it's being implied.
Mm.
Like her telling me where we should go for a bachelorette party. So am I expected to plan and pay for all of that again?
Mm.
Being in a wedding is already a huge expense, and now I have kids and other things I'd rather spend my money on, like taking my kids to Disney for the first time. Is there a nice way to say I'd love to stand by your side but can't spend all of my energy and money on wedding things? Or should I just decline being her maid of honor?
Mm.
Clearly, my sister and I are close, and her last marriage was a mess, so I want to support her in this one, but I'm not sure what to do here.
Okay. Well, for one, I think you gotta be her maid of honor.
Yeah, you don't not be the maid of honor.
Right. So let's just get that out of the way. Let's figure out how you can be her maid of honor and, you know, stand next to your sister, be that support.
But do you all of the things that you do for your first wedding all over again?
Do you go big with
a bridal shower? Do you need a bridal shower?
Have you ever gone to a wedding of someone who's gotten remarried and they have a wedding registry and stuff?
No, I've never heard of that. I haven't heard of like a bridal shower. You typically bring gifts and all the things too. Like maybe you can have a bridal luncheon. You know, everybody kind of pays for their own. You can cover your sister. You can go out for a night, like a pared down bachelorette party, but maybe it's not like, and again, everyone pays their own way.
Yeah, but I have two sort of questions here. First one regarding the Carla and her situation with being maid of honor. Is that something you even bring up to your sister? Do you just get the bridesmaids together and say, hey, look, this is how it's going to be. We're going to do some stuff, but everybody's kind of pitching in and helping support, you know, my sister, et cetera, et cetera.
That's a really good question. Like, I don't know how many bridesmaids are involved.
Yeah. And then the other, my other question is, for people who are getting remarried, do you still ask for a bridal registry or, you know, a wedding registry? Because isn't that typically or traditionally for people who are starting out their life together? So they need to get house things to,
yes,
you know, supply their house. And if you're getting remarried, maybe you don't need that stuff. I don't know. I have a Michael Graves toaster that's just collecting dust in my trunk.
Sure.
But
I don't think that we do the bridal registry all over again because, yeah, like I haven't heard of a lot.
Well, Carla's
of
not going to be able to answer that question for us.
Right. But, yeah. Like, no, yeah. That's really not her department. But, you know, I think there are some ways you can still do some of the celebrations that you do with the bridesmaids, with the bridal party. That's not as a full-blown, this is the first time you're doing it kind of a scale.
Right. So we need someone who's been in this situation to chime in, all right? We need your story about this. 502-795-1997. All right, it's Ben and Kelly here on 99.7 DJX. So group therapy, Carla. Her sister, see, she was married like for 10 years and
Gotten divorced.
Now engaged for a second time, but Carla's kind of wondering, am I expected to do all the bridesmaid things all over again? Like, we kind of went out, like, and did it big the last time.
Right. She's, you know, maid of honor again. And so she's just wondering, do you still do all of those things on the grand scale that you do the first time around?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, is she's not really sure what the sister is expecting just yet. And so she's trying to figure out, all right, what's the best way to approach this? Knowing that this time around, now I have kids, we have other expenses that I didn't really necessarily have to worry about the first time.
Yeah.
How do I gently tell her, yes, I still want to celebrate you with all your glory, but we need to pare it down a little bit.
Yeah. And now, like, Lisa comments on Facebook and says, I think second weddings should be at the courthouse unless it's the groom's first wedding and he wants all the bells and whistles. Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying you can't get married where you want.
Yeah, no, I don't say that you can't have a second,
right,
like, wedding celebration.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially if it is kind of an awakening, like a renaissance almost for your life. And you're like, you know, I mean, what was before was not a good situation. And here, let's celebrate now this new thing. But yeah, I mean, I think Carla's question is, okay, how do I do this? So, Chana, what's your thought?
You've already been married once. You've had your registry. You have your things. And when you get divorced, you take those things with you typically. And when you get remarried, you bring your stuff together. Or even when you just move in with each other, you have your stuff. And, you know, you've already got that big celebration once. And to me, I just kind of want like a small intimate thing. And I right. don't want people to feel like they have expenses that are unnecessary a second time around, or to feel a burden.
So
yes, I think so. And let's hope that Carla's sister feels that way too, if she really talks to her.
Yeah. That's what I feel like, is I don't want anyone to be like, oh, I have to buy another dress or another gift, or, you know, just come celebrate with me.
Right. So maybe some suggestions for how she approaches it with her sister?
With her sister? I don't know. I would just say, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, we want to take the kids on these trips, and, you know, things are very expensive now. And, you know, could I suggest us doing this? Or, could we just do a couple small things?
Yeah. Okay. Like,
do we just kind of approach it like, hey, I know last time we kind of, you know, went all out and did all these things. What do you want to do this
same?
Year? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of gauge what
she's
thinking.
And if her sister still wants to do a big old thing, then maybe just say, I'll stand beside you, but I can't be a part of all of those activities.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. All right. Allie texts in and says, I liken this to a baby shower versus a sprinkle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's very similar.
I don't know what that means.
So, like, a sprinkle is for maybe the second child. It's not your first.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, maybe it's just kind of for some clothes and stuff like that, but you don't need all the baby gear that you typically get.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like that.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, doing something, do you do like a full-on bachelorette party, or do you just kind of do like a little
get together
girls
with
night,
the girls?
Get together,
yeah, for
maybe
sure.
Maybe do a brunch. Just get together, have some sort of a, you know, get all your special people that you want to be a part of your day with you, but you don't need to do like all of the blow it out. That's the first time you're doing it kind of thing.
We're not saying to not make her feel special.
No, yeah, 100%.
You definitely want your sister to feel special and like this is all about her, but I think there are some economical ways to do it to where you don't have to feel the burden of spending a whole lot of money, and maybe the money that is spent can be spread across several people as opposed to just being on your shoulders. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of time. First time around, you have like engagement parties and you have like a couples things and then you have bridal party things. And maybe we just kind of pare it down to just a couple of maybe do a dinner if you want to do a couple's dinner, do a bridesmaid, you know, brunch, something like that. And just still, you know, get together and get ready together on the big day. Just make her feel special. But yeah, I don't think you need to go do all out like the first time, but she's your sister. You're close. Talk to her about it. Be honest,
Carla,
with your concerns.
Hopefully this helps a little bit. There's several suggestions. And if you weren't able to get through or you wanted to, you thought of something later, you can always go to the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show and leave your comment there. So hopefully it works out. Keep us posted. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid, Drunk Adult and introduce you to Stephanie calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Stephanie. Hey there.
I'm so excited.
I know. Stephanie said that she's been trying and trying and trying to play this game. Finally got through. So congrats.
Sweet.
This is your moment. Enjoy.
Thank you so much. Yes.
I know. Some stats.
I called yesterday and you told me you keep trying.
Oh, well,
look
yeah.
At that.
Was
persistence
I,
pays what, off.
Was I kind of like standoffish and
dismissive?
And dismissive when I said
no,
that?
No, you were very about it.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Okay,
just checking out his customer service skills. That's good.
I know.
All right.
We're grading me here behind the scenes.
All right.
Stephanie has blue hair, so that's kind of fun. She drives a GMC Arcadia. She is currently going back to school, I should say. And she has been married for 8 years.
Nice.
All right. In the blue-haired gang. Stephanie, I know our our afternoon personality, Emily, she's got blue hair too, so that's
and she is a sweetheart.
That's a fun little club to be in. What are you? Are you literally like standing on the side of a road? Where are you?
I'm at school waiting for my school to open up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
All right. It's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Okay, well, so you're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? You know the rules. We're going to make it quick so that you can get into school and get about your life.
So my brother-in-law tackled me because I wouldn't give the microphone back at my sister's wedding reception.
Okay. So they could have, you could have an older sister, and he could have been a little kid, or this could be an adult.
Yep.
I would have to say drunk adult.
I think so, too.
All right, both of you. Are yep. saying drunk yep. adult. Yep. All right. Stephanie, you say it. Kelly, you say it.
I was a little kid.
Come on.
He was a little kid.
Man.
Yep, little kid.
My brother-in-law was actually a very drunk person in this scenario. I was 10, singing songs on the wedding band's microphone during the intermission. And my brother-in-law wanted to make an announcement. But I wouldn't give him back the microphone because I decided I wanted to sing, so anyway, because he was so drunk, he got really angry. He tackled me into the drum set, and I tell you, it made the rest of the night super awkward.
Holy cow, he tackled a kid into the drum set? Oh, I would have loved to have gotten video of that.
Has anything like that ever happened at a wedding that you've ever been to, Stephanie?
No.
No wild weddings? Okay.
All right. All right, you're both 0-1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got lost in the woods and took shelter in an abandoned outhouse.
An abandoned outhouse? Oh.
Not only is that stinky, that's kind of spooky, too.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say little kid.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's not a little kid, because how terrifying.
Okay,
I'll say drunk adult.
All right, so Kelly's saying drunk adult. Stephanie, you're saying little kid. What is it?
I was a drunk adult.
No.
Oh, drunk adult. Yep,
it was
yep,
drunk
yep.
adult. Yep. It was drunk
okay,
adult.
Okay, thank goodness.
Where I went to college was in the middle of nowhere, and a friend of mine threw a house party. I got really, really drunk, and this guy I was after hooked up with some other girl at the party, and
oh,
I was
no.
crushed. So I took a walk in the woods, and no. I got lost. So
oh, no.
I decided sleeping in an abandoned outhouse was the best solution, and I awoke to a search and rescue team looking for me in the morning.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, she was heartbroken.
She was heartbroken.
And lost. That's worse.
That is worse.
See, I kind of thought it was a little kid because I grew up on a farm, and basically pretty much I would travel the woods, and I would get lost, and there was an abandoned, like, little trailer, and I hid in that one time.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Stephanie's got a story.
She does. Once again, our contestant mirrors what has happened to our
so
other
magical.
Listener. That is so great. All right, here we go. Last one. Yep. Little kid, drunk adult.
My crush busted me naked pogo sticking.
Ah, naked pogo sticking.
We're naked pogo sticking? That sounds precarious.
I'm praying I get this right, but it has to be drunk adult. It has to be.
Has to be drunk adult.
You know what? I'm going
to
stick with you. I'm going to hope this is going to be the one that you get right. This is going to be the one.
I'm saying here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have not done very well so far, Stephanie. So
this is a tough game.
All right. You both say drunk adult. You both say drunk adult. It is?
I was a drunk adult.
There you go. Naked pogo sticking, drunk adult. Who hasn't done that when they've been drinking?
Most of us.
A few of us got hammered and decided to see who could pogo stick the longest naked.
Oh,
stupid college. It was that night, we were in the back alley, and around the corner comes the girl I had the biggest crush on with a few of her friends to see what all the noise was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess my naked pogo skills didn't impress her, and I blew my chance.
Oh, no! Yeah, I feel like that's not the most attractive.
Well, I remember, in college, the university I went to had a naked run every single year, and it was there on campus. It was like the night before finals began, or there was
we did that naked Olympics at Purdue, the first snowfall.
Yeah.
In
so
Kerry Quad. Yep.
This was a thing. Yeah. I participated in, that, but you know, all these students line the sidewalks and everything for everybody who runs naked through campus. But me and my roommate had done it a couple weeks prior just by ourselves, running around and then
just for fun or training.
Yeah. Kind of training.
Okay.
We had underwear on top of our heads, you know, as kind of a cape. And then we look up and we see an entire floor in the co-ed dorm looking at us.
Oh, no.
And yeah, so that was my story.
I just think I'm thinking logistics of pogo sticking naked. I just, you know what I'm saying, right? That has to be like
floppy wiener syndrome.
Yes.
All right. All right. Hey, Stephanie, you did awful, but we're still going to give you the prize. So congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
I tried. But
that's all we can ask.
It's a tough game. We're not saying it's not. Oh,
right.
It's so tough.
Hey, Stephanie, hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
Okay. We love you. Oh, that's so sweet. She's going to go about her day, and it's going to be awesome. And then next year, she's going to be super happy to enjoy those tickets.
All right, little kid, drunk adult there. We need you to help us be the real star here.
So send us your stories, voice note it to us. Give us a little headline. Give us the answer. Finish the story. Email at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we'll kick it off with Elena. It says, happy last day of school. Zoe's last day request. Shut up and dance. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We don't play the entire song. We just play just the tip of it because we got to get to a lot of them.
Yeah, and Beth says, hey, it's Beth. I'm a preschool teacher. My shirt for today is, dear parents, tag, you're it. Love the teachers. Left hand school for JCPS. Shout out to all the teachers. You guys survived. She's like, I'm also a parent, so.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Kaylin, we see ya. Some Fat Joe. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Carrie rolls in and says, shout out to Jensen for his last day of sixth grade. Very special shout out to Bodie as tomorrow is his last day of pre-K.
OMG. Also Brooks.
Yeah, that's baby Justin Bieber right there.
Oh, so baby. Baby Bieber.
What a precious, precious boy.
Precious child.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
By the way, shout out to Brooks on his last day of third grade. Aiden's last TBT, last day of elementary. Middle school means early start time. Oh, man.
All right, Rachel says, hey, can you play anything Britney Spears? Shout out all the Great House graduates. All right, you know, it's, yeah, you're really? Done with school, so you better work.
Oh, no.
Better work.
No.
That's right. You want a hot body? You want a Bugatti? Yeah, you better work. Throwback Thursday. What do you love?
I love wieners.
Yes.
Dang it!
Allison rolls in. On the way to work, not ready. LOL. Here lately, been a lot of tension. Trying not to loose my mind.
Oh, man. Don't loose your mind.
I hate loosing my mind. Tighten it up! All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Listen, it's Yusef's first grade, last day of school. He wants Smooth Criminal for his friends at Fern Creek Elementary and the school staff. We got you, Zaynep.
Wait, hang on. This is the wrong
this
Smooth.
This is not. I told you that it's not the right one. Smooth Criminal.
Sorry.
There you go.
I get my Smooths all mixed up.
Listen, don't make Zaynep upset. He wants Michael Jackson.
Hang on. I got plenty of time here to...
I love wieners. Stop it now!
Perky!
Wieners!
I love wieners.
Oh my gosh!
That's I a love remix wieners. You can't get anywhere else. I love wieners.
You've been hit by a smooth wieners! Alright, throw my Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Oh my gosh, Aaron says, wait, where's the I Am Lady Gaga button? Don't you have that button?
Oh.
Yeah, you need it.
I have Lady Gaga. Does that work?
No, we need you screaming I Am Lady Gaga.
Fergie.
I love wieners. No! Is that it?
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, shout out to Whitney and Presley. It's Presley's last day of school. She's in tears. It's the last Throwback Thursday. I'm assuming because she's going to be sleeping through it.
I was going to say, it's not. It actually isn't.
Like, no, we're still going to be here.
We're going to be here.
I get it.
Swifty Kim says, pretty please, sugar on top. In honor of my trip to Chicago this weekend to see the Queen, can you get some Taylor Swift on? All right.
Okay.
I think this is still legal. Because she hasn't done a Taylor's version of this yet.
Right.
All right, so legal. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Sammy Licious has to shout out to Dwayne, last day of first grade at El Pass.
Aww. I found what you're looking for. I'm Lady Gaga!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for reminding me that button existed.
I'm
so
Lady
happy.
Gaga!
Yes, you are.
All right. Yes. Monster. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Claire and Leah on their last day of school. They never miss TBT. Love that. Brody's last day of the fifth grade at Tully Elementary. Ah,
oh, there's,
see y'all.
There's so many. There's so many. People celebrating last days of school and all that stuff. Throwback Thursday's on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Welcome to it, guys.
Oh man, Vic is like, we live in a world where Lady Gaga has throwbacks.
I'm Lady Gaga.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, sweetheart. Need a boy band trying to recover from this reality of hashtag TBT.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I love wieners.
99.7 DJX.
You might been hurt, babe. It's gonna be me.
Alright, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Milani, who's graduating. Renee and Bella rolling in. Shout out to Heartstern staff and students. Been a rough year, but we made it. Happy summer.
And then, I don't know. Who,
Sydney. Yes. I forgot about TBT. I got in the car. Baby, Justin Bieber was singing to me. I need Panic at the Disco. Well,
imagine. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
So Axel is rolling in. Hey, can you play Gorillaz for my son Axel's last day of fifth grade? Oh, look, cool again.
Oh, there you go. All right. Feel Good Inc. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Rob rolls in and says, hey, last TBT of the school year, can we play the whole Graduation Vitamin C song? No, we can't. Sorry.
That's so savage.
But we can play Nelly Hunt here. Does that work?
Okay, sure. It's absolutely the same thing. Absolutely. And congratulations to Cameron making out of middle school and Carl for being a junior in high school from Tiffany.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Perky.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It just goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does. Oh, dang. Jessica's like, hey, you got to shout out my daughter, Brianna. She is a graduating senior. Shout out to Jaden for finishing first grade at Hawthorne Elementary. So many grads. So much fun to be had. It's summertime.
Yeah, speaking of Hawthorne Elementary, my nephew just graduated Hawthorne Elementary.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's headed to middle school, so... And he's having a birthday today.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow, what a day.
Look at that, Biggie Everett.
Literally just like realizing that and that you're going to swing by the store on the way home from work today to grab a little gift?
You know. Hey, I got there.
Uncle Ben's got you covered, Everett. Uncle Ben's got you.
I got there. All right. Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 EJX. All right, setting the bar time.
This is an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right. If you can manage to make it through the day without 800,000 people advertising a gambling website in the Philippines by accident for free, you're doing okay.
What in the world happened?
Probably a lesson in securing online domains, right?
Okay.
The Maryland Department of Motor Vehicles figured this out when their War of 1812 license plates, it's kind of was the default plate in Maryland from 2012 to 2016. It had a URL that pointed to starspangled200.org, right?
Okay.
And that was like affiliated with a nonprofit that raised money for bicentennial projects and events and stuff like that. You know, stuff with the state, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, they let that domain lapse and an opportunistic gambling website that has nothing to do with American patriotism snagged it.
Oh, boy. And so, oh boy.
And so now there's about 800,000 active license plates. And they're working on options to resolve the issue, but
oh gosh, I don't even know. How do you even begin to try to fix that?
Well, you try to purchase that domain back from whoever bought it, right?
Yeah.
So it points
the license plates.
I know. It points to a gambling site in the Philippines. That's where it's pointing to now. So
oh boy.
I know, right? That's a whoopsie. That's for sure.
That is a big whoopsie.
So probably a good time to maybe double check some of those domain names that maybe you thought might have been funny 10 years ago and you bought the domain name. Now kind of go back and go, oh, well, let's see where it is now.
We need to make sure that no one else can buy that and turn it into something it's not.
Right, exactly. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without about 800,000 people advertising a site that you don't want them to for free, then you're doing okay. All right? Harry Styles, 99.7 EJX, his former bandmate Niall Horan, going to be in concert Cincinnati, June of 2024. We have tickets to win on the website right now. WDGX.com, tap win, or you can just wait around and try to win them on the radio with us tomorrow at 8. But I also realize, you know, you're going to be waking up a little bit later tomorrow, perhaps.
It's okay. We're going to be here whenever you need us. Yeah. We're on the podcast if you want to catch up later. If you happen to wake up before the show's over, awesome.
Yeah, all that. By the way, the season finale, season three final episode of Ted Lasso dropped yesterday on Apple TV. And so I know that, like, some critics were like, well, they probably should have ended after two. It was a magical season, or a magical series anyways. Jason Sudeikis, obviously, he's Ted Lasso. He's kind of saying, look, there may be like a podcast or a spinoff in the future, but Ted Lasso, as you know it, is done.
But, he said they only planned for three seasons. Yeah, they never planned it to be more.
Right, exactly. I mean, and when you think about it, it had just started as a 30-second SNL spoof.
Yeah.
And so it turned into what it turned into, which is kind of amazing. But Ed Sheeran was a big fan. He's a big fan of soccer in and of itself, but he was a big fan of the show. And he legit dropped an original song that was not too bad. Yeah, so that was only about 10 seconds of it. But, yeah, you can get the entire song up on the website. It's pretty cool. WDJX.com. All right, Kelly, what else?
Tomorrow's Friday. We're going to have special guests in the studio, right?
They're from Louisville. They graduated from Manual. Twinjabi, they're going to be stopping by to play their debut song on 99.7 DJX. Not their debut song ever. They've had plenty of songs, but... debut for DJX.
First one we're playing, yes.
On Friday. So that'll be kind of cool. That's tomorrow here on 99.7 DJX. Otherwise, catch us on the podcast. Get us there, WDJX.com.
Okay, bye.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.